This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Civil War. While I talk about we can do Civil War without actually being in combat by just going to the ballot box, I mean, that's what voting is. That's what voting is. Voting is turning out a bunch of politicians when they fail to perform or something else. Yes, I know the power of the incumbency and all the other stuff. I get that, but still, the thing that remains is that all the power of the incumbency does is fundraising and name recognition. And in 2010, none of that mattered. You understand that, right? If we were to go back and look at 2010, you would realize that none of that mattered. People that have been in the House for 20-some-odd years, Mick Mulvaney is in politics today. Because the Americans for Prosperity got out in his district for the last 2 weeks of the race knocking on doors. No ad. They had no money for ad buys. They had exhausted. And he turned out a guy named Spratt. I think his name was Lawrence Spratt. He had been in the House for 24 years. So, it can be done. But with this failure of Mueller, the doddering fool, and his little Democrat-inspired coup attempt, the disaster of the Schiff Show impeachment hoax, and last week Jerry Nadler getting out there, his hearing comprised of the angry leftist academics, the country is learning a very valuable lesson. They're never going to accept Trump on the Democrat side as the duly elected president, no matter how much of a landslide he wins by in 2020. And as, you know, they think of them as themselves, as Terminators. They never stop, they never sleep, they never quit. That's what that whole unbridled hatred thing will do to you. Now, when Trump wins re-election, look for the smart party, smart like Fredo, both the mobster and the media moron, to redouble their efforts to depose the president. That's not going to change. That's not going to go away. And when Barry descended from the heavens to lead America and the Democrats in the transformation of America, the left dispensed with all pretense of respect for Americans. Remember, we won. Remember that? They will use "it's the will of the people" as a catchphrase, but in reality, the people have been nothing but a disappointment to the left for a long time. Graciously, the left have given Americans the opportunity to do as they were told, and they refuse, costing the Democrats the House, the Senate, and the presidency in 2016. There will be no more trying to rally Americans around to their way of thinking. The people going forward are now the enemy. And because of that, the left will be forced to give us the government we deserve to get, good and hard. When the enemy stands between those with blinding hatred in their hearts and the power that they crave, there's nowhere else for them to go but to war. There's just one problem with this strategy. The Americans see what the Democrats have planned for them. Americans understand what is coming. And they are coming for those who will not acquiesce to the left's plans for America. And all that remains is how the people will react. Normal Americans will have had enough, and they're going to fight. And Trump can only do so much with the media and the Democrats in their entirety opposing him so far. It's miraculous how well he's done up to this point against these odds. Their tactics have changed, as we have seen in the recent actions in Virginia. When the Democrats take over the state government, the first legislation they propose for the next state legislative session is nothing more than gun confiscation. And this is important because this is a test, people. This is a test, if you will, of the emergency broadcast system. Because they're going to test us to see how we react to this. They're going to test Virginia to see how they react to it. What you're getting out of Virginia right now is a whole bunch of Second Amendment sanctuary counties and, you know, just a bunch of talk about you will obey the law, but how are you going to do that? Because law enforcement is saying we're not going to make that happen. So unable to depose the president, they will proceed on a state-by-state basis to create the nation they long for. And disarming Americans is a crucial for the Democrats as a first and necessary step because an armed populace can say no. Will the Virginians willingly give up their guns to the Democrats? Some might. Virginia is proximate to D.C. and many will obey. Yet many will not. And Virginia will be the future because the Democrats will brook, they will harbor no dissent. They will come heavy and hard, and it won't be long before there is gunfire and somebody's hurt or killed. And this will be the shot heard round the world again. And the actions of the left will stir up Yamamoto's sleeping giant, which is a whole lot bigger now. Sleeping giant has grown exponentially. And what happens then? The Democrats may not realize that the gun owners in other states will arm up and prepare. And they may go to Virginia. The left doesn't understand you or me. Collectively, they are nothing more than one big nationwide echo chamber where no one who disagrees with them is allowed to speak. Thus, they believe people will quietly and meekly do as they're told. And yet, what they will get is rage. And very blithely, they're going to proceed under a delusion, unaware that Americans are not going to give up their guns. I do not ever think to myself, I have too many guns. I never think to myself that I'm too thin when I'm losing weight. I never think to myself I've got too much money. And I might be willing to work a little bit with somebody on the last two, but the first one never. So rebellion is not out of the question. It is a probable. And it's very obvious the Democrats don't get that with, you know, I think there's between 470 and 660 million guns in the United States. With that many guns in circulation, it's not going to be pretty. We are the most well-armed and trained populace to have ever existed. Every hunter out there today is something of a sniper. Democrats should think about that. What happens when the left comes for people's guns and citizens start dying by the hundreds or the thousands? What will we start seeing assassinations of public officials? Will that become prevalent? How about acts of terror such as blowing up bridges and pipelines? What would have happened had the terrorists of 9/11 targeted the George Washington Bridge and the Indian Point nuclear power plant instead of the World Trade Center and the Pentagon? So the Democrats are opening up a can of worms, and they simply do not understand what's in the can. At Nadler's hearing, Jonathan Turley called it the rage. The problem is, and this is a gigantic problem, the Democrats don't understand what rage is. They think rage is what happens when you misgender someone by calling them the wrong pronoun, which, you know, I don't even know how I would keep up with that one. They don't know what rage is, not real rage. And my biggest fear right now, in a very short, I don't know when, here, nobody knows when, but we're going to see at the beginning of next year how Virginia reacts, and then we'll go from there. My biggest fear is they'll find out what rage is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Democratic presidential candidate Michael Bloomberg rolled out his gun control plan in Aurora, Colorado last week after meeting with family members of victims of gun violence. That's a photo op. Because gun control causes these rampage killings. But that's beside the point. The town was the scene, of course, of the Aurora Theater, movie theater shootout, shooting that resulted in 12 deaths and 70 injuries. Now, former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, he's got a background that is fraught with overstepping and saying the wrong things. He's spending probably a whole lot of time and a whole lot of money trying to keep that from getting out. But he's been a longtime supporter for strict gun control laws and dug into his personal fortune to start groups like the Mayors Against Illegal Guns, which is now Every Town for Gun Safety. But his gun control plan includes universal background checks. That is a gun registry. Okay. Banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, raising the age to purchase any type of firearm to 21, a two-day waiting period for gun purchases, implementing a nationwide permitting system where you would need to obtain first, you'd have to buy a card before purchasing a gun, a central system for sales records to identify crime guns and notify local police when individuals have been prohibited from having a gun, allowing for an extreme risk screening before guns are purchased, banning all guns in K-12 schools, colleges, and universities except for law enforcement. None of this is new, though. First of all, there's some problems with some of this stuff, like the extreme risk screening. See, mental health professionals will tell you, we have no idea if somebody's going to get really dangerous. There may be some things in their past or some examinations they've done that may indicate a tendency towards, but the vast proportion of people with mental illness are not violent. Guns are already banned in K-12 schools. This is Michael Bloomberg does not like armed teachers. Of course, in colleges and universities now, there's some provisions in some places for concealed carry to be allowed amongst students that are 21 years old and qualify for a concealed carry permit, but we can't have that either. Then, you know, a central system for sales records to identify crime guns. How does that work together? So, hey, Smitty, I see you got this gun here, this used gun here for sale. This sure is pretty. Can I buy it? Well, let me look here. I got to look at the central system for sales records. Hey, wait a minute. This was a crime gun. I've been ripped off. Then he's got to call the cops and say, I've got a crime gun. I don't know what that is. A two-day waiting period for gun purchases. This is what he is essentially looking for, is he's looking to nationalize what you see in California or New York. Okay? Especially the whole... Where is it? Implementing a nationwide permitting system. You have to buy a premise permit in New York in order to have a gun in your house. You can't take it out of your house. That's what this whole Supreme Court thing is about. But he just won a bunch of stuff. He said at the event in Aurora, I know critics will say that Americans shouldn't need a permit to exercise their constitutional rights, but voting is a constitutional right, and we require people to register. As president, I'll tackle the crisis like a true national emergency. I'll make it harder for criminals to get guns, make communities safer, and work to end the gun violence epidemic once and for all. And then he got on Twitter, and it released a video on Thursday to highlight his gun control proposals. Okay, how are you going to make it harder? Are you going to go after the black market? How are you going to make it harder for criminals to get guns? You don't even know what guns the criminals have. You don't know what criminals have guns. You don't know what's in the black market. What is it that you think you're going to do that isn't already being done? How are you going to physically go and take out the black market? Are you going to implement some program to try to physically take out the black market? Whenever they say they're going to make it harder for criminals, they never make it harder. They can't make it harder for criminals. They can pass every law they want to, and because they're a criminal, do you think if a guy's occupation is walking up on you and sucker punching you and maybe you hitting your head on the side of the sidewalk and killing yourself just so he can grab your phone, your wallet, and your cash, and maybe your plastic and run off with it, do you think he's concerned that you might die? He's not. That never enters into his thought process. Do you think with some of these drive-by shootings that they're concerned with, you know, I just accidentally shot somebody who's not a member of the set? Do you think? No, they're not. So how is it that you're going to effectively stop criminals from getting guns? Criminals don't care about how they get a gun. They just want to get a gun. If it comes down to robbing cops, if it comes down to ambushing cops and killing them in cars, which has happened in New York City, and then they take their guns too as a way to get guns, guess what? They'll go that route. Now, unless you are willing to go out there and, really get rough on crime, and I mean rough on crime, not on non-crime, not on law-abiding people, but on the criminals themselves, that might make a dent, but you're not going to do that. You're too concerned about their due process and their rights, which you should be, but you're just not worried about mine. That's the problem. That's the problem. So, you know, There's his honor. There's his plan for gun control. That's his plan for you, America. Stand up and take notice. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Custom, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he would be disappointed if North Korea is continuing to test nuclear weapons.
I'd be disappointed if something would be in the works, and if it is, we'll take care of it, but we'll see. We're watching it very closely.
North Korean officials said over the weekend that they had performed another crucial test at its long-range launch site. A tornado in Louisiana on Monday is responsible for at least one death. Vernon Parish Deputy Calvin Turner says they're seeing significant structural damage.
Trees and roadways, just having a hard time getting to some of the locations. This isn't a rural part of our parish.
That audio courtesy of Fox News and the troubled Boeing 737 MAX airliner's production is going to be suspended until further notice. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Okay. So then, I talked about this a while back in a recent column. Well-known Reason editor and writer Jacob Sullum made a likely unintentional error. He writes that preventing gun violence is a compelling government interest, coming from townhall.com. Restrictions on fundamental rights usually pass muster only if they are narrowly tailored to further a compelling government interest, in this case, preventing gun violence. Now, gun violence is an Orwellian phrase that compels the user to focus on guns rather than on illegitimate action. So, preventing gun violence, is that whole phrase is based upon a falsehood, and it is not a compelling government interest. Preventing murder can be a compelling government interest, though. In our federal system of limited governmental power, it should primarily be an interest of the states, not the federal government. Preventing suicide may be a compelling government interest, though the case is less clear than preventing murder. And some governments are involved in approving of and assisting in some suicides. So preventing justified homicide is not, it is not a compelling governmental interest. Promoting justified homicides aids in lowering murder, violent crime, and crime generally. It's a harsh truth. Preventing accidents may be a secondary governmental interest. Preventing a murder or suicide committed with a particular method is not a compelling governmental interest because it is not clear if prohibiting one method will do anything to lower murder or suicide generally. It is arguable that prohibiting one method will lead to the rise of other methods. If preventing one method does not lower the overall rate, resources have been wasted, liberties have been, narrowed to no effect. So singling out one method becomes a matter of choice and preference. If you're going to use the Orwellian phrases of the progressives, that is one of the easiest ways to lose an argument with them. If you see to them the ability to define the words in terms of the language used, they will win, and by default, they're going to win. A compelling governmental interest is a legal concept used in the application of strict scrutiny of actions that affect constitutional rights. It is the highest level of interest. Now, they like to get out there and push that without any strict scrutiny, but that's another thing. In the lowest level, rational basis, the governmental interest need only serve a legitimate function. Statutes are almost never found to violate the rational basis standard. In the middle level, intermediate scrutiny, the governmental interest may be shown to be important, a higher test than legitimate. For strict scrutiny, a compelling interest must be shown. Coming from mtsu.edu, we get an interest is compelling when it is essential or necessary rather than a matter of choice, preference, or discretion. Examples of compelling government interests would be protecting the country from invasion, maintaining the rule of law in contracts and property rights, protecting the structure and execution of constitutional order. Preventing gun violence is precisely a matter of choice, preference, and discretion. So the choice, preference, and discretion of those who want a disarmed population are all aimed at disarming the rest of society, precisely what the Second Amendment is designed to prevent. Progressives do not believe in constitutional order. They do not believe in limiting governmental power. They do not believe in God. So, opposing the Second Amendment is in the progressivism's DNA. Before we go to the next segment, I've been having a problem here lately. I've either got arthritis again or tendonitis in the middle finger of my right hand, which is my dominant hand. It has been so bad that gripping a gun has been difficult. Now, if any of you out there have the same thing, there's a couple things I could go do. I could go to one place called the Hand Center, where they're going to lay my hand on its back and take a hypodermic needle and stick it in the palm of my hand, right below the knuckles, and move that around sort of like a corkscrew while they inject some cortisone in there. I've done that once. I can't begin to tell you what the screams sounded like at the Hand Center. So I don't necessarily want to go that route again, and I do not believe that is the only way I'm going to get some relief. So if any of you out there have actually experienced this or gone through this or are going through this, I would be interested to know what you're doing to cope with it. Today I was at the gym, and I've been telling myself this will loosen up. This is, if it's arthritis right now, we're in a little bit of a cold, rainy season and everything else for Christmas time. And, it'll go away, and then it'll go away. except it has never been this bad. I've had trouble in the past with the fingers doing what is referred to as hitching, the middle two fingers. Right now, it's just the middle finger. The other one, I can take and bend it as far as I need to. I can't make a fist with this hand. I'm having trouble grasping barbells and dumbbells, and holding a gun hurts. So, if you're having that kind of an issue, I would like to get some advice from you. And you can advise me by sending me a email. And I've got it. There's two easy ways to do it. If you don't get it right, the way my primary website is called lockandloadradio.com. LOCKNLOAD radio.com. But I also have an older website called lockandloadradio.com that also has email. They're both Bill at lockandloadradio.com or Bill at lockandloadradio.com. I'll get emails from either one of you. And if that's something you would like to give me some advice on, I would love to hear it. Because I've tried just about, I'm running out of ideas, and I really don't want to be operated on. Because I know people that have been operated on this way. I've seen their hands after it gets done. I'm not worried about losing that hand modeling contract that I was trying to get. But I am worried about losing function of my hands. And I need to have function of my hands just because I like to grasp my coffee cup and stuff like that. You know, hold on to a fork, stuff like that. I've gotten used to it, don't you know? So, you know, if it wouldn't be too much trouble, if you have the time to drop me a line, Bill at lockandloadradio.com or Bill at lockandloadradio.com, I would be much obliged to you. I would really appreciate that because I want to know what you're doing if you're having trouble with your hands like I'm having. And with that, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Ah, yes, gone but not forgotten. Not Chris Cornell. Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. All right. There is a large and growing strain of anti-Americanism in the Democratic Party, and it's full of really bad ideas. I mean, really bad ideas. It makes no bones about appealing to the fringe elements. They court and embrace Antifa members, anarchists, America haters, gender deniers, extreme hedonists, aspiring Marxist-Leninists, and assorted other radicals. And yet, on the other hand, they similarly appeal to those who would elevate Sharia law over constitutional rights. The only thing it doesn't tolerate is traditional mores and values. They don't tolerate the American founding values of limited government, of, by, and for the people, and their attendant natural rights of life. Late-term and after-birth abortion, aiding and abetting young children in their tragically misguided attempts to change sexes, taxation without proper representation, violation of religious freedom, suppression of free speech and the right to defend oneself, and other core democratic beliefs fly in the face of our founding principles, and they are simply people evil. They are simply evil. If politics is indeed downstream from culture, when the culture is polluted, politics will be as well. The founders would not have put up with the wide-scale poisoning of our culture and the internal annexation of the country they begat us. They would not have attempted or tolerated an attempted coup. deep down, progressives know that. And it's largely why they're bashing the founders now. Progressives try to skirt these facts by, you know, asserting that everything is relative. There is no objective truth. Only my truth and your truth. Like abortion. Some see it as a woman's fundamental right, and others as outright murder. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. In reality, my truth is merely code for you must tolerate anything I do, no matter how bizarre, sinful, or damaging, without questioning it or shaming me. And I, however, do not have to reciprocate because you are an intolerant, Hitler-esque person. So, let's take a moment. If you don't fight back, evil will always win. Always. Always win. Too many good and decent people do not truthfully understand this. They want nothing so much as to be seen as tolerant and caring, open-minded. And these attributes are precisely what evil uses to advance its agenda and secure ever more power and control over other people. Using others' kindness and tolerance and ignorance against them is the very essence of evil. Evil never rests. Evil never takes a day off or never takes a moment off. And they don't worry about being labeled evil. They don't care if their actions are bigoted or racist or shameless or harmful. And it does not fret about whether or not it will be seen as kind or tolerant or inclusive or open-minded. Evil always advances when allowed to do so. Always. Never stops. It's omnipresent. It pushes. It prods. It changes shapes and appearance. It doesn't care about decency or logic or whim or niceties or demeanor or manners or feelings or justice or fairness, especially fairness. Now, here's today's conundrum. If good and decent people know this, know the damage to be inflicted on society, on innocence, on the weak, on the helpless, the ignorant, still do nothing, can they be considered really good? Kind and tolerant people tend to think and worry so much about how their actions and reputations appear that they wear themselves out mentally, and evil couldn't care less. They have a power grab in play right now, and they are always ready to continue their never-ending power grab. Contrary to progressive dogma, leftists are the bullies, always ready to use the awesome power of government to force individuals and small private companies into behaving as they're told. True conservatives, and that's you are actually the champions of the truest, purest minority, which is the individual. And for America to survive, we have to become more willing to defend what they supposedly hold dear. And we have to be really effective when we do this. So, is there a chance of another civil war? I really don't want to see one. That would be tragic and disastrous. Not only for this country, but for the world. Having something and not defending it always is a mystery to me. I mean, some things are just cut and dried, aren't they? If people come at us and want to harm us, a lot of us will fight them, defend ourselves. If people in front of us are trying to hurt other people, we'll defend them. And yet, And that's very, very important. That's a really important thing. And yeah, there's some people out there that just believe that evil is just going to win. And they see it as evil. And at the same time, they'll say, and they're going to win. How are they going to win if you see it coming? Are you saying that you will not find it? And if you will not find it, are you willing to take what you will get by being subservient to them? Do you understand what that means? Not just to you, but to everybody around you, to everything that you find important, to everyone you find to be important and worthy of your benevolence, worthy of your care. And there's an even worse scenario, though, than a civil war. The founders knew this. But Churchill, Winston Churchill, put it best. If you will not fight for right when you can easily win without bloodshed, if you will not fight when your victory is sure and not too costly, you may come to that moment when you will have to fight with all the odds against you and only a precarious chance of survival. And there may be an even worse case. You may have to fight when there's no hope of victory, and you'll be fighting because it is better to perish than to live as a slave. If you think that they're not going to attempt to enslave us here, you're wrong. Simply. And I say that with as much honesty as I can. We'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.